I went to a school where dinner was probably at about 12 o'clock, about midday. It lasted for an hour.
Yeah.
I'd still be there at the end of the hour. School didn't finish till 3:30. And I was regularly made to stay sitting at the dining table until 3:30 till my mother would come to collect me from school.
Yeah.
Therefore, missing all of my afternoon education...
Mm-hmm.
And I would refuse. No one could force me to eat the absolute muck that was served up to me in the 60s. I'm exactly the same age as you, Vanessa.
Yes.
And there wasn't a hope in hell of making me eat it. And I do believe that the relationship it's given me with food to this day, I've never been anorexic or bulimic or anything else, but I would rather go anywhere with you this evening than out for a nice meal. I have absolutely no interest in food whatsoever. And if I could have my stomach filled with polystyrene and pop a pill in the morning, I'd much rather do that and I'd be the first in the queue.
So they've killed all possible enjoyment of food for you. You can't enjoy like duck à l'orange or a delicious fresh peach or anything like that, a lovely prawn or something like that. Nothing titillates your taste buds at all.
Nothing whatsoever.
That's amazing.
I eat purely for necessity because I get hungry.
Gosh, tell me something. When your mother would arrive at school to pick you up and you'd been sitting there since 12 o'clock and it was 3:30 and you'd missed all your lessons in the afternoon, what was her response?
Invariably, I hate to say this, but at home, if I didn't like something, my mother would cook me something else, Vanessa. So here we have it. Here's perhaps where the problem lies. And, you know, so bad was the school's response to it that my older sister would be taken out of her classes and brought to the dining hall in order to try and encourage me to eat this food.
Yes.
But, you know, if I was served something at home and I didn't like it, invariably my mother would get me something else. So, I have no doubt that I was given bad signals probably from birth as to what I should and shouldn't eat and what I could get away with eating and what I could get away with not eating.
Mm-hmm.
But between the two, between perhaps, you know, not the best of parenting with regards to food and perhaps with my experience at food with school, I now have absolutely no pleasure in food whatsoever. You know, if I take my wife and my children out somewhere, you know, I'll go to a nice restaurant or whatever, but to be honest with you, I absolutely hate it. I can't stand the food. I can't stand the way it's fussed over. I can't stand the way ultimately, the nicer the restaurant, the worse the food, I find. It's so, you know, messed about with. And I do find it. I do think when you actually look into, you know, the posher the restaurant, probably the worse the food. You'd probably be better off having a hamburger at McDonald's. There's probably far less fat and far less...
And if you did, would you enjoy that, even a hamburger at McDonald's?
Not particularly. I mean, I'll eat it because I'm hungry. There really is absolutely nothing that I think, I would love to go out and have that. I really do think that between, you know, my parents and my school history from when I was very young, I would just... And at a secondary school, I went to an all-boys secondary school.
Yeah.
You didn't have an option of having a packed lunch. Now, I took my dinner money from my parents every day and I went to the dinner hall for... In my 5 years I was at secondary school, I went to the dinner hall once. That was it.